Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another fantabulous, spectacular episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
And you know who I be. I'm Ebony. Hey.
What's up? What's up? I see you. You ready for football season? You got that little
hey.
Foolishness in the background.
I do. Go Broncos. Hey.
I am so ready.
I am too.
I've been watching the preseason games. I've been watching quarterbacks. I've been watching everything. Hard knocks. Like, I'm so ready for football.
Yeah, I'm. I can say that I'm ready. I've been getting my regular inboxes from my regular Broncos fans about what we gonna do. And I was like, you already know what we gonna do. We gonna go all the way. And hopefully, you know, these people that we got will keep their heads fresh and in the game. Mm-hmm. So I can't root my team on. You know, I was off football. I was protesting for a minute, and now I'm back. I think I'm fully back on this year.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't really think that my Falcons are gonna do very much this year, but my 49ers, they're gonna be on it. So,
I think so.
They're gonna be on it. So I'm just ready. I'm just ready for the season. I'm ready for September 11th. Bring it on, because I am ready. Okay. What you drinking on? What you sipping on?
Oh, I actually am not sipping.
Oh. That's tragic.
I don't even have any water or anything. I'm actually in recovery right now.
I'm drinking some tea.
Just regular tea?
It's twisted.
Oh, I was like, I know you not show drunkard ass.
It's lit. I went to the movie yesterday.
Okay.
And I was on some stuff. I was so elevated the whole entire movie.
What you go see?
Gran Turismo. It was so good. It was really, really, really good. It's a race car movie. It's like the PlayStation game.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to this little CBD store.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, the drugs ain't legal here, so you got to just do CBD.
Did you get some, what's it called? 8,000 or something?
I don't know what it was, but it was like this big chunk. And so I had half and the artiste had the other half.
Okay.
I woke up this morning, I was still lifted. And I'm like, I was so lifted. Mm-hmm. And it was just, all it was just like a whole head high. I don't know, but it was just off of the little CBD.
I agree. And I know what you're talking about, because I had got some, because of course it's not legal here either. And so I had gone to, they sell this CBD hybrid of THC. I can't think of the name of it though. It's right on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, it was like 3,000 milligrams in the bag. And so each little ball is 25 milligrams of whatever the stuff is. I can't call it. It's in the freezer. I should go get it, but I don't want to. And I was like, at the party, I was like, yeah. Okay. I was like, hey. Yeah, we had a good time. So I feel you.
Yeah, so I was just like, so today I've just been kind of dragging all day because it literally, I don't know, like, it was just different. It's the first time I ever used that, you know, ate one of the little edibles from this place.
What
and
is it
the
called?
Guy said it was a new brand, and I don't know, it was like, I'm like, this is CBD, like, this was, I don't know, it was very interesting, but it wasn't a hybrid.
I gotta get the name of that.
I thought it might have had some THC in it just because I was so lifted, but it was just a CBD, and I don't know, maybe like a Delta 10 or something.
That Delta, yeah. Yes, it's Delta something.
Yeah, Delta 10, because Delta 10 is a head high. So, but yeah, it was crazy. Anyway,
it wasn't Delta 10 though.
Let me tell you something else that happened to me on Friday. So Friday was the artist's birthday.
Okay, dang, happy belated birthday.
Yep. Him and Aiden.
I didn't even reach out. I need to do this week. Go ahead.
I know. Yeah, so it was their birthday, and so I had this whole little date night planned, and he just wasn't feeling the vibe, so it was like, okay, well, let's just go do something else. So we ended up going to a sports bar just to, you know, watch the little football games and baseball, just, you know, get out the house, go have a good birthday drink or whatever. So we met this group of guys, two guys that was sitting next to us. So I guess it was a group, pair of guys. And one of the gentlemen, bald head, probably about age, I don't want to sound,
you know, you will talk about somebody's
racist
age
or something, but I'm going to say he looked like he was in his 40s. But he racist. Was white, so I don't know. He may not have been that old.
He could have been 27.
I'm not trying to take a shot. I'm just saying I don't know how old he was, but I'm giving him about 40.
Okay.
His bald head, 40. His friend looked like he was like maybe like late 30s, early 40s. They gave me older.
Okay.
Okay. And so we're just hanging out. You know, we're in our world. We're kind of mingling with them a little bit. I tell them, hey, this is Will's birthday. The artist's birthday. And so I'm like, yeah, it's his birthday. They go, okay. Well, so they bought them. They all had like old fashions, drunk them up. I was like, oh, yeah. So we going on about, you know, going on. So this girl walks by. Fine, like she fine. I was like, damn, she fine. I was like, dang, she leaving though. I'm like, done stared at her all the way through or whatever. So then I finally tell the artist, I'm like, yo, you see this shit? So he looked, and he was like, oh yeah, she is. She nice. So I'm like, I'm about to go holler at her. So I get up. I had to go to the bathroom anyway. So I go to the bathroom, and on my way back, I was like, hey. I just wanted to, you know, tell you that you are so beautiful, and I just couldn't keep walking past you without acknowledging you. So I'm over here shooting my shot because I'm a shooter, right? So she was like, you're beautiful too. And like, we over here, like, we all into it, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, we should exchange phone numbers. So she gets out her phone. She gets out her phone, and bald head dude was like, oh yeah, I just bought her and her boyfriend a drink down at the, and I was like,
cock walking like a mug.
She take her phone and put her phone down, and I was like, well, it was nice meeting you. And she was like, yeah, it was nice meeting you too. And I go back to sit down, and so his friend is still sitting there, and I was like, yo, man, just cock block him. He said, man, he cock block on everybody, man. He this is what he do. As soon as he find out you like somebody, I said, I didn't even tell him. I was just over there. She was about to give me her phone number and everything. And this man just straight cock blocked me. He was like, man, that's what she do. He do that. He do that all
that's
the time.
That is hilarious.
I ain't never got cock blocked by a dude before.
And by a stranger at that. Huh.
And then to know that, like, this is your MO, this is what you do, you just be walking around cock-blocking people all the time.
Yeah, just
You know what I'm saying? I'm over here shooting my shot with her. We over here talking. She all smiling and everything. I'm like, we should exchange numbers. You know, I know you a flight attendant and everything, but when you come to town every couple days, you know what I'm saying? We can hang out or something. She was like, okay. And he was like, oh, da, 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 da. She was like,
Well, if it's meant to be, you'll cross paths again like serendipity.
Whatever. He a fucking cock blocker. I was so upset. I was so pissed. I was like, then he came back and sat down. And I was like, yeah.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, I was too upset about that. She was fine as hell too. Ooh, she was cute.
Yeah,
but
well,
yeah,
win some, you lose some.
Anyway, let's get into some shit.
Let's get into it.
Let's start off with some real light shit. So I was on social media this week. I guess this might have been last week.
Yeah, and, you just told me you were on social media, so get your life straight. But anyway, go ahead.
Whatever, I was on social media. I've been on social media both weeks, but I'm just saying this. I saw this story last week about Britney Spears doing a topless video.
I don't know how I missed it.
Oh, no, it's too early for that. So anyway, Britney Spears was, you know how she just be recording herself, either dancing or talking or whatever. So she did this video while she's laying in her bed. She don't have nothing on the top. She just all like with her titties and everything out. And she basically just over there talking about her crush on Kanye.
Oh, Lord.
And all of this, like, she's just like going on about it, and then she deletes it.
Is
like,
that
as soon
why
as you post it, huh?
Is that why her and Fuhad are getting a divorce?
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I can probably name a thousand reasons why they're getting divorced, and I don't know any of their business.
Probably.
So, but yeah, she basically was like, that's her crush, like he's her crush and that's who she see herself being with and all this other stuff. Like, she was so serious.
They match in mental capacity, so they might as well be together. Can you imagine? Oh my god, the streets will not be able to hold them too crazy.
Girl, I'm just gonna keep my comment to myself.
It makes me
anyway.
Sick. That, I mean, it doesn't make me sick. So let me rephrase it. It's going to sound crazy, but I'm disappointed at the fact that she has a crush on Kanye. Plies has this crush on her. I have this crush on Plies, and we're trying to worry about somebody who ain't worried about him. You need to worry about somebody who's worried about you, Plies, not somebody who ain't worried about you. Okay? You need to worry about somebody who's worried about you.
Wait, what's the nickname Plies called? A little cheetah?
Yeah, because she always be
having
whatever. So
first of all, I just want to play his video just because I just want to hear him laugh. Like, he's just his
I love him.
First of all, and I know you can't stand it because he your crush.
That he is my, like, he's the only person I want to meet.
Listen.
He is so tickled by her. Like, he is just so tickled.
Like his little cheetah.
I'm so disappointed.
So she over here crushing. She over here crushing on Kanye. You over here crushing on Plies. And Plies over here crushing on Britney.
Exactly.
Go figure.
Now who crushing on me? Nobody. Oh, thank you. Thank you, me. Me said he crushing on me. He came to just now. Thank you, baby.
You said me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, anyway, I just thought that was freaking hilarious.
It is.
Yeah. But when I seen his, I said, oh, Ebony about to be upset.
Well, I watch it. He posts her probably once a week with her. Every time she posts something, he posts it. It's really hilarious.
First of all, he better stop playing because he already know he got his crazy girlfriend. And then two, Brittany might take him up on it.
Don't nobody care about her.
Brittany might
The
take him
girlfriend
up
or
on it.
ain't nobody checking for his girlfriend or Brittany. Both of them need to have several seats, allegedly.
So did you hear about the
Demetrius.
48-year-old TikToker?
No.
That was accused of outing her 24-year-old husband to his family
So he was
after
hiding her from his family.
he was, because he didn't want his family knowing that he married somebody that's old enough to be his mama.
I mean, how would you feel?
If my son married somebody who was older than me, because 48 is older than me.
Mary Stella. If he
Without me
was
knowing,
Winston, yeah. What you knowing?
I think without me knowing he married somebody, I'm gonna be mad, period. I don't care who she is. I don't care who she is. I'm gonna be upset because I didn't know. And I just feel like I have a good enough relationship with my kids that they could tell me. So I will be upset about that. So it wouldn't matter who she was in that aspect. But if she was 48 years old and I knew he was dating her and then they went and snuck and got married.
Baby, let me find out.
Because it's my son and I know what my son has. Yeah, I'd be mad.
48-year-old. I don't care if he didn't have nothing.
If he didn't have nothing, then I'm looking at him like, oh, you got you a sugar mama. I ain't mad
Like he
at
must
you.
have something, but still, he ain't got to marry her.
I'm not mad at you because you got you a sugar mama. I'm not
He
mad at
doesn't
him
have
for
to
getting a little
marry
sugar
her to take her everything for everything she got. He ain't got to be married to her.
mama. No, he can have a for a sugar mama. I'm not mad at that. I ain't mad at it.
Nobody want no old bitch,
But the
but
way
a
my
old
son is set up, I don't know. I'm gonna be pissed off. Like, what the fuck?
Nobody want no old bitch, but an old Negro. Okay. My auntie said she don't want none old but a bankroll, and I'm gonna stick with that.
She might have a bankroll.
Who?
Did you see a picture of her?
I did. She looked like George Foreman in a wig. I mean, Flip Wilson in a wig. Man, you can't tell me that that don't look like.
Look at him, though.
That's what I'm saying. He all right.
And then look at her.
That looks like a man in a wig. I'm sorry. There's no
This is
way.
pictures from the neighborhood talk.
There is absolutely not one. That is a man in a wig. That allegedly that is a transgender. And I'm sticking with it.
It
What?
is. What do you mean? What do you mean? She catfished him posing as another woman. Yes.
So, okay, you
Yes.
said that he is married. That ain't what you said. So it is a man.
It is.
And he didn't marry the man. I was like, if I don't
What
know
do
nothing
you
about
mean?
men.
Okay, so first of all, what did you think when I said outing?
You said
There's normally no backlash on age outing.
a 48-year-old woman.
Yes,
Man
because
didn't
that's
want to
what
tell his
she's a woman.
family. You ain't said
She's
nothing about outing. You
a
just said that.
woman. She's walking around here as a woman.
No. I'm sorry. No. Absolutely. Equivalently. No. However
It
you say the word.
says, okay, so it says Hillary Sanchez,
I be
48-year-old
hating.
Hillary
And
Sanchez.
then they be naming themselves these names, and
His
that can't.
her last name is Sanchez because she married Nate Sanchez.
I ain't talking about the Sanchez. I'm talking about the Hillary part. But go.
Anyway, She basically catfished him.
Uh-huh. No.
But the
no,
thing about
uh-uh.
it is,
uh-uh. No, no, and no. Ain't no fucking way. I know that you slide by with that bitch. There's no fucking way that that man with a wig on catfished any damn body.
She catfished him.
He must have met her in the darkest club. The dark, it must have zero lights. Zero. Zero. And he must have been on some 1800, some Patron, some Syrah, all the liquors, everything. Hurricanes, Slurricanes, Lipton, all the drinks.
Listen, I don't know. It doesn't tell you how long they dated. That's what I want to know.
It don't matter. I know that the key word in all this is catfished. That man was not catfished. He knew what that was when he married it. He knew exactly what that was when he married it. So we're no catfished.
All I'm saying is,
I don't give a damn what you say.
All I'm saying is, if she did catfish him originally,
that is definitely a they thems.
If she catfished him originally, what will make him then turn around and marry her?
Yeah, because, okay, so, I'm just going to use this because I don't have nobody else to use. But let's say your ex-husband, you a dude. No, yeah, you a man. And you go out to the club to meet a woman. And your ex-husband puts on a wig and says, "My name is Hillary." You going to believe him after the lights come on? You going to believe that's the woman still? Even on the, I don't, listen, no.
Well, my ex-husband has a really light voice, so he could probably catfish you on the phone.
Okay, so, but once you see them in person, you can be like, listen, now your name might have been Hilbert at one time, but your name definitely ain't no damn Hillary. You're going to have to tell the truth and shame the damn devil on this, because there's no fucking way.
His mama feel like he was taken advantage of, but like I said, you can't take advantage of somebody and still marry them. What kind of advantage is that?
There wasn't no taking advantage of. I don't believe that person was catfished. I don't know. Some people, when they be lying, telling and getting their stories together to tell the families and all that, they don't be thinking these stories out. Because there's no fucking way that catfished anybody. Because I wasn't fooled immediately. Immediately. That is Flip Wilson. Immediately. Ain't no fucking way. I don't know what the person's name that Flip Wilson used to play on that TV, but that is who that is, and I would not have been fooled at all. Ain't no way. No.
Listen.
I'm sorry. No.
I know they had to have sex
several times.
And I know that sex, Even if
we just had the conversation,
he still had his man part. Still had his man parts.
He don't.
I don't know if he do or not. But I'm just saying, if he did have his man parts, there's no way that y'all could be having sex and the man parts never get in the way.
This is what I'm saying. It wasn't no trickery at all. It might have been, it wasn't no trickery. Let me rephrase that. Because I watched the episode of Catfish the other day, and the lady was pretending to be a man. And when she was not pretending to be, she pretended to be a man for 12 years with this lady, 17 years with this lady. The lady pretended to be a lady to the man. I mean, to a man to the woman. And when she was talking to her, her voice was like, "Hey, I love you, blah, blah, blah." But when she was talking to her, her voice was like, "Hey, yeah, I'm just going." So I understand how voices can be catfished. But once we see each other in real life, the gig is up, ho. Ain't no way. The gig is fucking up. You're caught red-handed. You can't bamboozle me. So he was just like, maybe he looked past that because the feelings, he was like, and we just had a conversation last week on how a man does know how to please another man. I'm sure of it. So he was like, just let me show you what I can do. Let me show you what this mouth do. Or she, they them was saying, let me show you what this mouth do. And they did. And he liked it. And he was like, will you marry me? And he was like, yes. And they said,
so you don't think that it's possible that
it's not. No, I'm never going to finish that. It's no impossible that that man tricked that boy into thinking he was a woman.
First of all, he's 24 years old. Faith. He is not a boy. He is a grown ass man as well.
The grown man, that grown man
mm-hmm.
did not catfish that younger man. There's no way on God's green earth, that God's earth is green, that that happened.
They could have met online. Yeah, they and they could have had this bond, and they were talking on the phone, and they had fell in love over the phone. Mm-hmm. And then when they met in person, you know, they had the first little incident, just a little heavy petting and rubbing and stuff. And then, mm-hmm. oh, yes, I still like you even more. And then he probably, when they finally got intimate, he probably gave him some gray head and everything like that. And then the first time he did it, he probably sat on his lap and you rode him with his clothes on, you know, just moved his stuff over to the side, and I already got him. And then by this time, he like, oh my God, I'm already in love. I done had sex with this man, and I can't come out to my family because now I know it's a man.
You're making me upset. I'm listen. I'm somebody
who... But I still can't explain the marriage. I don't know how we got to the married part.
No. I'm somebody... I online dated for many, many years. And I met somebody who would talk to me like, hey, my name is Michael. His name was Michael in real life. Michael, hey, how you... And I was like, hey, Mike, you know, we talking. But when we met in person, he didn't have that voice. His voice was like Michael Jackson's. And I couldn't do it. And he was cute, real cute. But I was like, your voice is weird. Like, that is weird. So I'm just worried about the voice and I, being catfish. I'm like, uh-uh. And you think this man popped up and was like, I'm Hillary. And he didn't know. You got the wrong person. I'm Jack. I would have been somebody. That's Hillary. If you Hillary, I'm Mike Tyson. Okay, because that person, no, I just don't. That whole catfish story, you throw that shit in the trash. You might have been like, she told me she was a woman, but she confessed to me later that she actually wasn't. Just say that. Don't be like, I was catfish, because that puts a person under the illusion that you was tricked, bamboozled, and all that. And that ain't what happened with this situation. Then people met online on one of them sites where you meet people in those categories. They met, they liked each other, they fell in love, they got married. Period.
That's the story?
That is the story. And they need to just tell the truth, because there's no way that Flip Wilson, George Foreman, any Wanda, anybody in that fucking wig, nobody. It's going to believe that that's a woman off the bat.
Okay.
I'm fucking shocked, because when we first got on here and you told me that, you showed me that picture, you said this man's family is upset because he married this 48-year-old woman. And I'm like, yeah, what would you happen? Because you told me that I was under the impression that was a natural woman. A biological woman. And I'm upset because I kept telling you that is not a fucking woman. I don't care what you say. You're just not going to make me believe that. You let me believe all that time, 40 minutes. And then let the cat out the bag. I'm very upset by this. No. The trickery. I was catfished.
I just catfished you.
Yes. No, that's a catfish.
I catfished you with my story.
Yes. Where's Neve when you need him? Neve and Max. I sure do need them here.
Girl, whatever. Calm it down. What you got? What stories you got? What crazy stories you got then, since you over here catfishing my story?
Well, the only story that I really want to talk about. Catfish
shaming my story.
I have to, because you... We don't be liking telling the whole truths, and that's what I figured out about you and your stories. Like you tell, give me a little bit, and then you reel it in, and then you let it go a little bit, and then you reel me in, and then you throw the hook out there, and I catch it, and then you're like, it's a woman, it's a man, bitch, and then I'm confused again. Oh, yeah, no. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about was this Steve and Marjorie Harvey business. Allegedly, she's been cheating on him with his bodyguard and the chef. And so,
what is the chef and the bodyguard or the trainer?
Because she's, oh, the train, it could have been the trainer and the chef and the,
because that
it
was, don't matter. What,
BuzzFeed, everybody,
Kill O'Neal's wife, they said she left him for the trainer.
And don't tell him what. And don't tell him what she left this for. Cause I know what I would have left it for. Something bigger. Everybody knows Shaq got this allegedly. I know somebody who messed with him personally, and they said it's allegedly. But anyway, I don't know Shaq for real. I'm just allegedly. Is that the person I know? Listen, I feel just a reputable.
Listen, his first daughter's mom said the same thing. So
it don't matter if you're 7 foot.
I don't know. I don't know either, but
that, yeah. Peter is
his,
a good
his first baby mama.
3 1/2, 3/4. But I don't know. You didn't hear it from me because I don't know. That's just what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. Anyway, back to Marjorie and Hart and Marjorie and this man, Steve. So apparently she's been allegedly been having an affair with these two men, and she wants to sue him, or she wants half of his empire or whatever. I don't believe it. Of course, Steve shut down the lies. He's like, we good here. You know, I'm just my Steve Harvey voice. Y'all need to find out something else to do, because we good here. You know what I'm saying? We good here.
But you know what? Every blue moon, couple months go by, I say every 6 months, at least every 6 months, they pop out with a new, they about to get divorced story, and they still just be together.
I don't believe that she would leave. I believe that she set up pretty good.
I'm just saying, like, what is she gonna do? Like, go back to her ex-felon husband?
I mean, she gonna get some good child support. Wait, are them last two kids grown? I guess all the kids are grown. No.
She don't got no kids with him.
They said they got the two kids. He adopted her younger kids. The boy's mouth, who looks just like his mouth. The young boy.
They made his kids, though.
How they got his mouth?
He may have adopted them, but I mean, well, technically adoption does make them his kids. But those ain't his biological children, and ain't them kids grown? All her kids is grown.
I thought Winton's probably 18, that's the youngest, but I think they got one together at least.
No, they don't.
At least Google it.
They haven't been together long enough for them to have a kid together.
What you mean? How long you think they've been together? 2 years?
They've been together at least like 7 or 8 years.
Girl, stop. They've been together longer than 7 or 8 years.
Girl, they ain't been together long enough to have no kids.
Let me Google it.
Girl, I'm just telling you.
I got to, how long have these people been married? Because I know it's been at least 20. At least.
No, it's not. Been together long? For no freaking 20 years.
Have Steve and Marjorie been married? Since 2007. So how many years is that?
I don't know. What's that? 12, 15, 17 years? 15,
okay,
17
years. I was closer.
14 years. I mean, 14 years.
Okay,
like
so
that.
Okay, so their children, their blended family includes their 7 children, Morgan, Jason, and Lori. Okay, so they don't have children together.
I told you they ain't got no damn kids together.
Does Steve Harvey and Marjorie have children together?
No.
The couple celebrated 16 years of marriage, and okay, well, they have gotten dressed up and blah, 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 blah. They do not have children together. Let's see. In 2007, twins Carly and Brandy, sons Braddock and Wynn, and Jason and Lauren Robert again. Okay, I guess they don't. I really don't give a shit. Honestly, what I do hope that this is not true because, you know, everybody was on Steve Harvey's head about how he cheated on his first two wives and then it's just karma coming back to him, blah, blah, blah.
Karma. I mean,
It's not.
it is karma. Like,
I don't.
you're not about to be able to go throughout this life breaking people's hearts and doing all the things that you do and think
You
it
don't
ain't
get
gonna eventually come back to you.
the same karma as you put out. Your karma must be different. Trust me. The karma's gonna be the same because I lived that other side of life and I wish I double dog dare my karma
And
to come back that way.
y'all life is still young together.
Yeah, I double dog dare it to come back that way. My karma gonna come in to bite me in the ass like that. It'll come back a different way. I believe it'll come back in the form of something else.
Well,
And that
I don't
wasn't my
want to
karma.
speak it
Ooh,
because
I
I
hate
don't
to
want to
say
have
that
to
one.
kill him.
I
So
don't know what's
therefore,
going on. Is it my karma or his karma? Because his karma already came back to get him. God rest his soul. But because I wasn't the only one.
that you don't know that was that might not have been his karma.
Well, what else could it be? He did. God rest his soul.
Yeah, but that I don't think karma's gonna be death unless he could have been, I don't know, he could have been real trifling doing other stuff that I'm not
I mean,
privy to.
I wasn't the only one, I'm sure. So, I mean, in the beginning, I probably wasn't the only one. I was a him. I was like, I got him to settle down. You should be. Thank
Got
you,
him to settle down
bitch.
with a wife and one side chick.
You should be thanking me, bitch. Hell, what's your ugly ass? But anyway, that was me in
I
my
still can't
former
believe he
life.
was babysitting their kids. And she knew about it.
My good deeds never go undone. Good deeds never go undone.
Y'all
That's
better
why I'm
hope
blessed
thruple.
today. That's why I'm blessed to this very day.
Because you had a thruple and you babysit their kids so they can
Because
go on
I
dates.
because I did things to help other folks. That's why. Help people's marriage,
Yeah,
babysit their
but that's the
kids.
thing. Like, that wasn't the only married man that you had been with. You've been with
Of
several
course.
married men. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know why you're trying to gauge your karma off of one.
Was that the only one you think?
Girl, bye. Girl, goodbye. Girl, goodbye. Goodbye. You better cut it out.
It out.
For real. I'm
I've been delivered. Thank you, Jesus.
glad you delivered. And I pray that that's not your karma. I pray
Is
that your
it?
karma don't resemble nothing like it.
Oh yeah, Lord, please don't do me like that. Jesus, do me good. How they say, do me good.
You might be like the rich white women. They might be on your dying bed. You about to die, and he go get him a whole new little 20-year-old and shit. And then she tinny bopping
Oh,
around on your ass and shit.
even
Won't
if
bring
he,
you no water for you to take your pills.
I didn't put in too much work right now in these small little 8 years that's about to happen for me to even go anywhere. So I'm just gonna have to suck it up, buttercup, and let everybody know that they on warning.
Name warning.
They on warning. You don't want this. Y'all don't want this. Y'all don't know what I have to go through. Y'all don't want this life. Y'all don't want it. It's horrible. Y'all don't want it here. Y'all don't want this.
Whatever. That's what you're saying?
Yeah,
That's
that's
what
what
I
I'm telling
say.
you. Y'all don't even know
Because
what
I
it's
mean,
like.
it's some shit that you shouldn't do as a woman.
What's that?
You should not tell your friends about your partner sexually in any capacity.
Anyway, not even the sex, not even that capacity, just anything about the relationship. That's all. Like, it's horrible. Y'all don't know what I suffer with every day. The shit I go through.
Any capacity, because the
The
first
bruises
thing
I
that
be
bitch is
having.
gonna do is try to find out.
Exactly. The bruises. You can find out about these bruises if you want to. Come on. The whelps. The torture. Come find out, please. Save me.
What are you so stupid? What you're not about to do is have my brother-in-law out here looking like he an abuser. You better find something else that he's terrible at, but you ain't about to be out here having him sounding like he be abusing your ass. You is trifling. Talking about the bruises.
Yeah, the whelps, all that.
No, don't do
that. I just got my voice back from being strangled. Like, y'all don't want this.
Girl, whatever. if he did strangle allegedly. You, it's because you asked him to.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, anyway, yeah. Let's get back to the other order of business. What else
you got? Your ass is crazy. Your ass is crazy. So, listen, this don't got nothing to do with nothing. But just because we don't cover them several times through their foolishness and mayhem, Blueface and what's her name?
Chrisanna. I don't know.
Her. Mm-hmm. Y'all know she, you know that allegedly she been smoking weed while pregnant.
Okay. Would you expect anything different?
And it's on video, allegedly.
I mean, would you expect anything different from
them? I expect her to still be getting high and everything. I feel like this baby gonna get taken away from her as soon as she has it.
Well, I feel like, who said that weed is bad for babies? Who said that?
I don't know, because I know my mama was high when she was pregnant with me, and she used to drink wine, and she told me.
I think
she told me, okay. She said, I didn't smoke as much as I used to, but it was the 70s. I smoked.
You ain't got asthma or nothing. So, no. I mean,
and she said, I drank wine. I didn't drink hard liquor, but I might have had a glass of wine every now and then.
Yeah,
and I might have smoked every wine, now and then, but it wasn't every day.
I think that,
but I think she might be doing more than weed. That girl owns some shit. She was on some shit beforehand. I don't think a baby made her stop.
I think she was on alcohol real bad. I don't think they might have been doing Molly's or whatever, but I do feel as if, first off, same people, but adding another person, that red person, the one we talked about last week with the nasty cooch, and then the raw coochie girl, the raw sex girl, and then Chrissy, they friends. Yeah.
Oh,
and
it was at
the last award show, that was BET, last award show, I can't remember which one it was, but they was doing the Booty Hole Brown song, My Booty Hole Brown, that song, and they were, you know, they got up and dancing, they twerking on each other and all that. Why was they sitting right next to Bobby Jones Gospel? You know who Bobby Jones is, right?
Yes, I remember him from Oklahoma. I met him before. My mom used to love him.
So he was sitting next to them. I mean, he was sitting, you know how they have the aisles. So he, right here.
Did they twerk on Bobby Jones?
They did not twerk on him, but he was looking like, why would they sit these ratchet ass people by me? I don't understand. BET.
They should have twerked on him.
But anyway, so, I mean, you are
ratchet.
Company,
ratchet people do ratchet stuff all the time. I don't feel like ratchet people should not be doing non-ratchet shit. Like, every time I see you, you should be doing something ratchet. If your thing, your claim to fame is to be ratchet, you ratchet shit all the time. She should have been like Bobby Jones.
She living up to her ratchetness, like, for real. But I think that she's calmed down a lot, though, since finding out that she was pregnant. However far along she is, she looks like she might be about 7 months, that she just gets away from Blueface, which it's...
Who gonna raise this baby? Because his mama ain't shit, allegedly.
Neither is he. Not when your mama say you got a big old thing, that ain't...
First of all, his mama, she always be doing stuff. She in the news now. I forgot what she just was in the news for the other day. But she always doing and saying some shit. His mama just
foul. If there was a clout chaser picture in a dictionary, I think it would be her. Between her mama and Tokyo, Studio's mama, whoever, China.
Oh, Black China whoever, mama.
Between these two mamas?
Angela. Her name Angela. Angela mama.
That girl, I mean, you know what? I don't even feel like getting on that tangent.
I've been trying to figure out who raised I think Chloe raising Dream.
First off, if you can make it, I've made some horrible decisions. But if you consistently, well, never mind, because I got one of them. So I know what it feels like to have somebody just stuck on stupid, okay? And them people is stuck on it. And I can't. I can't even entertain the bullshit with them. Because stuck on stupid, S-O-P. And I just can't. Stuck on stupid, oh, S-O-S. I said S-O-P. S-O-S, okay? S-O-S. I cannot with them. They just, then they move in. I just can't, like... Jeez, Louise. If I could be any one of them, I would be...
Chris.
That one? That's the only one I would be.
Chris? Chris or the youngest sister. One? The youngest. No, not the youngest one. Second to the youngest one.
Yes, her. The model one. Exactly. Yeah. What's her name? Exactly. Don't Kendall. Nobody know it. Kendall.
Kendall.
That bitch is an afterthought. That's who I would be. Either the mama or that one. Not the one who tried to deform her body to look like her sister's, knowing that she OJ baby.
Now she's regretting it. Oh, she did I seen her on a video talking about she wished she had never done any of that stuff when she was younger. And that she wished her parents would have been like, no.
Yeah, Kylie, because she got everything. Hold on now. Because she was an ugly, allegedly. She was the ugliest one.
Not ugly.
Mm-hmm, she was.
First of all, when she started getting surgery, she was just going through that baby face. You know, right before you transition, she was going through that little baby face phase. And so that she didn't even let her body go through what it was.
I'm not talking about her body. I'm not talking about her body. I'm talking about when she got old enough to know what that face was going to look like. That face didn't look like the other.
She got her first surgery at like 14. You ain't even transformed into nobody.
You transformed into nobody? She had transformed into something.
Come on now.
She was turned into something. Mm-mm. She was turned into something. She didn't like those other ones. That middle child, Kendall, all her, she looked the same, cute the whole time. She was cute coming up all the way. This girl was not cute. Her face was all smushed in down here. She didn't have no lips. No lips. Her face was all funny shape.
We don't know what would have happened when she grew up.
I know what would have happened. She would have came out looking like Chloe, and Chloe was not the cutest one, and she didn't got her face together so that she looked like something. And you know who we gonna really know what everybody look like? With them fucking kids. We gonna know what they look like. The only thing saving their kids, the only thing saving their kids.
Listen, you know men out here suing women when their kids come out looking like something else.
Exactly. And the only thing saving them kids is that them kids got a little bit
of melanin in them.
That's the only thing saving them. Because they already going to have them lips. They already going to have everything that them bitches paying for, them kids got. Where are we going with this? Because now I'm just like I'm just talking about folks. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get me canceled. No, don't do that. Because people Kardashians.
This is just a shoot the shit show. So I just wanted to shoot the shit.
Yeah, that's we haven't.
We ain't
done
shot
in
the
time.
Shit in a minute.
It's been a minute. It's so much in the news, and not even really in the news. Just people. Period. Just yeah. I just want to talk about people today. Who else we gonna talk about? Who's next?
I don't know. What else you got? You got any more stories?
Let's see who I got.
Who else out here running amok out in these streets? So, the Brittany Renner girl?
Renner.
Grinding on Oh Boy on the podcast?
Of Charles White. Of all the people that she could have been grinding on. Do you know who Charles White is?
I don't know.
So Charles White, they call him like... He he just be talking about famous people, saying how like they just he really nobody. He just a nigga from the hood who went to jail, got out, and then started talking about folks. And I think that's how he got famous, like for real. He's just like nobody. And then he just, because he just say whatever he gonna say and whatever. So for her to be on him, like she will just really fuck with anybody. So I'm not just gonna grind on anybody. I'm just not gonna do that.
I mean,
not
even I know
big old age.
He was dating, you know, she was dating PJ Washington. She got a baby but with him.
That baby
was she was doing what she had OnlyFans and all that kind of stuff. Like
when women like her get pregnant, and this is all alleged, when women like her get pregnant by athletes or entertainers and all that, they just be pregnant with money bags. That's all it is. It's a money bag pregnancy. That's all it is, allegedly.
Do you feel like you wasted your eggs on children?
I love them. Okay? I love them. Let me just put this disclaimer out. But definitely, if we would have had Oklahoma City Thunder in the late 90s, 2000s, the 99s and 2000s, honey, somebody would have been a Westbrook or a whoever the name.
Durant.
And a Durant.
A Harden.
An Uchulalawala. It don't matter.
Chewbacca.
It don't matter. Somebody. What's the one with the beard? Harden. Like, somebody was going to get this pregnant. Somebody. Somebody. Or somebody's. I probably would have been pregnant a few times. And needed some of that money to take care of it.
You needed some
3 or 4 grand.
You need some money to get rid of it. And then you still had the baby so you can collect your 40 million a month. Right. I mean, 40K a month. Ain't that much old girl Tristan's baby mama, 40K a month?
I probably wouldn't even have that. Well, first off, I probably wouldn't even been pregnant for real, to be honest. That just would have been my little scheme to get a bag. And then I would have caught, but I would have caught the good one, the one that was going, the good one that I could. Not those little bench warmers that get the little $200,000 check. Or $50,000, $100,000, not the ones that be signing those little contracts. I want ones that sign a big contract. They don't know what blessings they.
You know what? But this is a thing. Like, there was always, I know not in Oklahoma, but there was always athletes. There was always these women that chased them. So, I mean, you travel the world, you could have got you one.
I did, but I wasn't traveling the world looking for athletes.
You weren't setting your sights high enough.
I wasn't. Yeah, damn sure wasn't. I was in the gutter when I should have been in the galaxy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I could just shake myself and come back as myself. If I could do it all again. If I could wake up tomorrow and be like, yeah, and start over, I definitely would. So be the same me and make the same decision, but know what I know now and go back. And all those
I think you would have been like the celebrity side chick. You would have been like fucking all the celebrities as a side chicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just call me, what's that girl name that on the show with Joe Budden now?
Oh, I don't know her name.
The video vixen girl. She's smart now. She's smart though. Now she's smart.
Ooh, Korean?
She wouldn't. Hell no. She was on the show with Jason Lee, but she left him. They got a fight. Amanda, what's her name?
Oh, Melissa Ford?
Uh-huh, allegedly. Melissa Ford. Yeah. You know, everybody used to call her a hoe. She say she ain't, but allegedly. What's I say allegedly now? I would have definitely made my way through. Y'all would have seen me in some every other video. Y'all would have been all of them. I would have been in all of them, okay? rum shakers and all that. And I would have been in, if I could have known what I knew now, as many, especially as many famous people I met, I just wasn't using my, I just wasn't using it for good, you know? If I would have used it different, I could have been somebody. Somebody baby mama.
Somebody baby mama.
Yeah.
If I would have just been left instead of right.
The only person
who I claim is my baby daddy that I haven't met is Method Man. That's the only one. All the other alleged baby daddies that I have, I met them. I met them. So, like, I met Chris Webber. I met Pharrell. I met them before. But
you got nothing out of it.
But I wasn't fangirling. Like, when I met Chris Webber, I told him we had a kid together and we had never even encountered anything. So he probably thought I was like half crazy, but he laughed about it. You know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, had you known what you know now? And I had opportunities.
Like, especially Pharrell. Like, this, especially Pharrell. In the early 2000s.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
because I was all up and around and through his circle. Like,
but you didn't capitalize on the opportunities. What I'm saying, we ain't talking about who you are.
I just don't think that's in me. I be liking the fact that I have met or hung around with or kicked it with celebrities, but never. I ain't never did no dilly-dallying with none of them. I just like always have company. So I've had opportunities.
That's what I'm saying. I've had several opportunities. And I just wish that one of those times my brain would have been like, seize the opportunity, bitch. Seize the fucking opportunity, bitch. I wish that, you know how, and Insecure, you go in the mirror and Issa be talking to Issa like, I wish that when I went to, listen, it would have happened like that for me.
I definitely could have had some questions, because, you know, the whole Riff, the little group from, most of y'all probably don't know who Riff is, but they Lean On Me, Fairy Side, that's a group. And then they changed their name to Men of Vision. Hung out with them, tough, like, hotel room hanging out, like I hung out with H-Town, like I just never fangirled. I just always just was chill. If anybody out of everybody could have been like a baby daddy, Tracy McGrady probably been my baby daddy for real. Like, for real. But we never crossed those lines. We just was cool.
Your baby was gonna have the laziest eye. But I mean, allegedly. because that would have been
Janai daddy, because that's the time frame.
That I would have been.
That's the time frame. Because I think I met him in 2002.
I think that had I also been one of those ones that was fangirling and looking for that, I wasn't either. Like, I just wasn't, I was really just seizing the moment and just being glad to be in the mix, and then just being able to sing, and then just to be around people, and just to be in the atmosphere of different famous people.
I agree. I just was never that person. I don't know.
Yeah, because if I would have been fangirl, I probably would have been one of those people that was locked up in R. Kelly's den.
I met him too.
Yes, and so mentally I would have been strong, but then if my fate would have changed, I probably would have been one of those weak people over there getting shat on and all that. So who knows?
First of all, I grew up with you. That's a lie.
Yeah, I would have fought my way out that hole.
I grew up with you through the whole R. Kelly's. We never was gonna be on R. Kelly's radar.
That is true. I never.
We was never gonna be on his radar. And I know people.
You know who I blame? This is who I blame. I blame Color Me Bad. The whole entire group is an establishment. Let me tell you why.
Now you know. Now you know. There's you know that there's a 99.9% chance that Kevin or Brian is going to hear this because they both of them listen to our podcast.
Exactly, and I need for them to know that I blame both of them. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Because when we were singing and dancing our little hearts out, we could have been somebody. And not that we ain't somebody's now.
But this is what I don't know, and I need to ask my sister. We never presented anything to them.
Exactly. Where was the people who could have just really, they could have just gave us the boost. Even with Tony them, with high five now, like so many different opportunities came across us.
Yeah,
so many opportunities. So
you know, I didn't even think about high five. Like,
so many different opportunities.
I didn't even think about them. Yeah, we did. Yeah, you're right. I forgot all about Tony and them. I totally forgot about them.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I blame, but they were young too. But I blame.
His mom was still living in the same house in Dale City. She still live around the corner from my dad.
Yeah, that's why I blame them. Because, you know, just.
I'm trying to think when, even, I'm trying to think how long his phone number was in my phone. Like, his phone number was in my phone for, like, ever.
But we friends on Facebook. I should tell him. Hey. It's your fault I didn't make it, bro.
Because I'm trying to think, like, I don't even know. I'm trying to think when. I know. I probably didn't have his phone number probably before he passed away, before Tony passed away. Mm-hmm. But his phone number was in my phone for a long time. Like, I don't know. I think even when I first went to college, I still would just, like, hit him up and be like, "What? How you doing?" or whatever. Like, I don't know why we didn't.
Because it just wasn't supposed to be that way. We were supposed to be.
I really think that because we met so many celebrities, that it just kind of, even for us not to be celebrities, it just was like, okay. Yeah, I met them. Yeah, I hung out with them. Like, because, like, every time I would bring my friends around people, like, I remember Sarah, when I took Sarah, and then Teddy Riley was like, "Who you want me, like, right in our face talking to us?" And she was like, "Dear lady." And then we hung out with H-Town, like, all in the back, just chilling. She was just, like, freaking out. Like, "Why are you not freaking out?" I'm just like, because this is, like, normal.
Because they're people. I think that's probably part of the issue. Yeah. We didn't have that. Oh, this is an opportunity for us to in front of people. We was just.
Yeah, because, like, even when Derek opened up for Queen Latifah, me and Sarah, we was out on the stage holding up his little banners and everything. Like, it was just like, we just here.
Just squandered. Just when squandered.
I almost got beat down by Queen Latifah. Yup. Hitting her with a stick. Like, hey. She was like, "Yo, hit me with the stick one more time." I'm like, "Oh shit, I'm about to get beat up by Queen Latifah." She's like, "Stop hitting her." Like,
what a great time to be alive. It was.
We had a great. I had a great life, a great childhood. Like, it was great. I had a great teenage life, but it just wasn't meant for me. I just didn't want. I don't think I saw, like, you know, some people, they, like, dream, like, starry. Like, yeah. I didn't dream like that. I just wanted to travel the world. My whole everything in life was, I just want to travel the world. I just want to see different parts of the world. That's all I ever wanted to do.
Yeah, but just think how many parts of the world we actually would have seen.
I know.
You just want thinking big, bitch. You want thinking big.
You know what I'm saying? You got to think big, bitch.
Exactly. But now, that's why it's our time now. That's it. That's exactly why it's our time now. And that's why these motherfuckers, you motherfuckers that's listening, you whole ass people, that's why y'all need to be listening and subscribing to us while we're on YouTube. To
go ahead and do the whole closing. Shit.
I'm not even going to do the whole closing. Are you going to do the closing? I mean, I might as well.
You can't, you should know about heart.
I should, hey, if anybody wants the job, we are looking for someone to do the closing. You know, just come on at the end of this
you don't even fucking do yourself. Yeah.
I just feel like somebody with a more, a little bit more to get it together. You know. Also, we're recruiting for more someone to, we need a catchy song. Like, we need a catchy, like, naturally unbothered. You know, we need something. We need something. We need Ebony and Char. We need our names put in it. We need some songs. Okay? We need some flavor in your ear. That's what we need. Rappers, singers, lyricists, poets. Hey, we just need somebody. But anyway, you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. If you you can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Please leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas and ebonites. You know how I adore your advice requests, so keep them coming. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, Audible, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We should be really one of in your top 10 of podcasts. We should be in the top 3 of them that you're listening to. Every Thursday when we upload new episodes, you need to be selecting the notification bell. You need to be rating us. You need to be reviewing us. You need to be commenting in the chat on Thursday mornings. Please, if you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, if you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click that merch link. We have so much merch. We would like to expand and do bigger things. We would like to hit up more cities than we're able to hit up. There are so many things we'd like to do. So please buy this shit. Okay. So tell your whole best friends. If there's anything that you want us to talk about, if you want to send more pictures, if you have a Say My Name that you want me to talk about, if you want to audition for the closing, if you have music that you want to for our new intro and outro, if you want that, please hit us up at 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. Tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends, and all y'all whole ass friends need to be tuning in to Naturally Unbothered.
What she said.
And make sure, until next time. Hold on. Please make sure that you're telling people Naturally Unbothered podcast. Naturally Unbothered podcast. It's the ones that I face. Not the one that looks like they fucking doing hair and shit. Naturally Unbothered podcast is our faces. Cartoon figures. Okay? Damn. Caricatures. Fuck.
Naturally Unbothered podcast. Until next time, this has been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered. We will see y'all next week. Peace.
Bye.